don't look back, let's go. Set the pace, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive. No slow motion, I'm alive. Power surging, can't deny. I'm unstoppable, touch the sky.
Hello, everyone. This is Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, taking you from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And today is a very special day because it's the first show of 2025, and I have an all-star guest. Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, Kimberly Olson.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
It is so great to have you here. And you are one of the only two people who have made a second appearance on my show.
Wow. I'm honored. That's such a compliment. Thanks, Rebecca.
Yeah. So great to have you back on the show. And I know we've been running into each other at some really cool galas hosted by the International Association of Top Professionals. And I saw you in Vegas, I saw you in Nashville, and now we're seeing each other on our shows, because after this, we're going to go to your show, so I'm yes. So excited. So
making
this is going to be an awesome first day of business for the new year. I am going to go ahead and just share with my audience a little bit about your awesomeness. I don't have time to get it all in, but Kimberly Olson is a self-made multimillionaire. She is the creator of the Gold Digger Girl. She teaches female entrepreneurs systems and online strategies in sales and marketing. She is rated the top CEO by the International Association of Top Professionals, top 20 life coach, and top 10 most ambitious women. She's a TEDx speaker, part of the Forbes Coaches Council, and the founder of the nonprofit group Elephant Sisters. She has two PhDs in natural health and nutrition. She's a best-selling author of 6 books. She is. She has a top 25 rated podcast in marketing and a top 0.5% global rated podcast. Wow. She has shared stages with thought leaders like Rachel Hollis, Erin King, Shailene Johnson, and Jessica Higdon. You have been a very busy woman.
Never a dull moment. Let me tell you.
That is true. So for my listeners who didn't listen to your other episode a couple years ago, just bring us up to date with your story. How did you become this multi-passionate, multiple seven-figure, all-star entrepreneur?
Well, I actually came from the opposite of that, which I think a lot of, I'm sure, different people that you've featured. And I think it's cool that we're doing this because when you see people who are successful, you think, oh, they're so lucky, you know, or you start comparing yourself. So I actually was the opposite. I was somebody who was in 6 figures of debt. I had gotten married and had 2 babies back to back. You've gotten a chance to meet them, Rebecca. And they were, blessings, of course, but I had postpartum depression with both of them and had already been struggling with alcohol abuse for over a decade. So it was like 2 babies back to back, you know, trying to like, you know, I looked like I had it all, right? I had the new home and the good job and the husband, because my husband's he's very good looking, and my adorable kids, and
you have a hot husband.
I do. And he just all the things, right? And I worked out at a gym. So I was, you know, my body was looked fit, and I was just very tormented on the inside, you know, and self-sabotaging and all kinds of things. So in 2017, I had been trying to get an online business going for 6 years, no success. Spent money, didn't make any money, but I knew I wanted to do it. I didn't want to work for somebody else. I've never done well with authority. I could just see it, but I couldn't figure out how to make it work. And so in 2017, a friend asked me to do network marketing, and I was really against network marketing, but I thought, well, she's having success. She had a car and trips and all this stuff and quit her job. And I thought, well, what I'm doing is not working. So my back was against the wall, but I'm glad that it was because it made me open up to maybe that could work. So I got into network marketing in 2017 and saw a little success, but I started self-sabotaging again. So that summer I was like, come to Jesus moment. I'm like, look, you have a chance to change your family tree and get out of debt and freaking do what you said you've been wanting to do. So I enlisted professional support, and this woman had all these modalities. Like, it wasn't just, a therapist. It was like life coaching, hypnosis, just all this stuff. And I fully immersed myself in what she was doing with me. It was intense daily work on myself, and it took 6 weeks, but one day I woke up and I was like, I am good. I am pure. You know, I am whole. I can help people. And so August 1st of 2017 was my first day of stepping into sobriety, and I've been celebrating ever since. But that day, literally, thank you. That day, God said to me, I have just changed you. And now I want you to go change others. Like, that was it. It was just like the fire was lit. I could see it. I knew if I was obedient and I trusted him and, you know, really put my head down and did the work, I could figure this out. And I was working full time. I was commuting 2.5 hours a day. The girls were like 1 and 2.5. So they're really little. Scott traveled all the time. There wasn't any time to build this business and learn social media. But because I was so focused, and you see me, I'm like a dog with a bone. Like, I'm like, I'm going to figure this out. And I did. I just started going live, started a Facebook group, and it just grew from there. So that spring I launched Gold Digger Girl. I hit 6 figures in 90 days with my first group coaching offer, quit my job that summer. And then the next year I did 250K my first full year. And then the next year I did 1.1 million. So it was just like constant progression and growth really fast. So that's what we do. We have a coaching in all areas for women online. It's global. We have 10,000 students we've worked with at this point. And yeah, it's just like new year, new goals. Like, what are we going to do now? You know? So I really do walk the talk as far as being a gold digger.
That's amazing. So there's so many online business coaches. What differentiates your coaching style or curriculum from the other online business coaches?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, first off, we have the history. You know, people can see we're not going anywhere. You know, the brand is really solid. I have an amazing reputation, and that's because of us living, you know, leading with integrity. But as far as like coming in and working with us, so our promise is really clear that we'll teach you how to make money from your brand every day on social media. So people know coming in, this is the outcome that I'm going to get working with you. And then the actual teaching style, what makes us really unique is that we have structured curriculum in our programs. Our programs are accredited. There's specific outcome objectives our students are completing. We have accountability built in. And I have an entire team that works with me. So it's not the Kimberly Olson show, because we all know how that goes. You sign up with someone and then you never see the main person ever again. I have an entire team. I'm super hands-on with my students, but it's the implementation and the results-oriented coaching that people actually get results. I mean, we have people who come in who've never made a dollar on social media. They'll do 100K, 200K. I have a girl who just signed a 50K coaching client, and she just started working with me like a month ago. So it's just, it's super cool to see people who have, they're where I was, you know, when I was like, I know this can work. And they come in and they do the work and they get the results. So it's very results-oriented.
That is great. Now we are in the new year, and you are, you know, rated the most top 10 most ambitious entrepreneur out there. What are some of your goals in health and wealth and relationship or otherwise for the new year? And what is your strategy for getting them?
Yeah, those are great goals. So I did map out all my goals for the year, just like we teach our students to. And I do look at every area of my life. So for business, my biggest objective this year is to scale our company. I want to do double revenue, but I also want to triple profitability. So I'm really key on reoccurring revenue, program offerings, and then what we're shifting into this year are rotating through our higher ticket offers. And this is key for everyone out there, is we're doubling down on the stuff we already have instead of creating new stuff and feeling like we have to just constantly create new. Oh no, people's attention is just, no. We got to be really clear on who we are, what we stand for, and repeat that message over and over again, because people are taking longer to purchase, but they're looking to work with brands that they trust. So they need to see that consistency. So that's what we're doing with our offerings. And with higher ticket, obviously, it's going to increase our reoccurring revenue. In these programs, because of the way that they're structured, we're going to increase our profitability the same way. The other strategy that I'm implementing is trials for our membership programs and running ads to that. something I've done in the past, and that's going to lead to a whole funnel source of new people who don't know us, who are coming in and getting a chance to work with us on a micro scale, and then them obviously stepping into our higher offers. And then we're actually launching a branding agency right now under the Gold Digger Girl umbrella. So that we just announced that it's called Elevate. So I'll be able to work with up to 18 women this year, because there's a lot that goes into it, but to build their brands for them. I hear people say that all the time. If you could just do what you've done, Kimberly, with your brand. So those are some of the big things we're doing with the company. And then personally, for me, it's always making sure that I'm taking care of myself, just like you do. And I really believe that when you're running a company, it can be very stressful. So it's so important for me to make sure I'm really good about getting enough sleep, but making sure that I'm going to hot yoga every week, spin class every week. So the way that I make sure that happens is actually I use Asana. And so I work off of a task list that's on repeat. So it's every quarter I go through, I do it once a quarter. I'm such a nerd, but I map out and look at my schedule when I'm traveling, when I'm here, and I'm booking those hot yoga classes. I'm registering for those spin classes and making sure that the exercise is there. And then, you know, you and I are both really big into supplementation. I drink green juice all the time. So it's just CEO optimized, you know, what can we do to make sure we are functioning, you know, at the highest level possible. And then my family, obviously they're very important to me, and it's natural for me to work. I'm a worker, you know, it's very easy for me to throw myself into my work. I feel very good when I'm working. Motherhood is always something that is a work in progress for myself. So it's saying, you know what?
That's so humble to say that, by the way.
Yes.
A lot of
yes.
women don't admit that. So that's
beautiful. Yes, it is. It does not come naturally. Yeah. I'm not one of those people who is like, you know, I'm going to get married and have babies. And I know I have a lot of love to give, but I also know that I have an opportunity to like raise these amazing humans to like go change the world. And so the way I look at it is I'm putting deposits in now. So that way when they're teenagers, right, or even college, you know, they can come to me because I've built that trust with them. I've invested that time. And my husband and I, we could just hang out, like watch a movie. We don't go on date nights and stuff like that, but making sure that we're taking time, we're doing stuff together. So the girls are getting a little bit older, so we might, you know, test out having them, you know, be home for a little bit and we'll grab a meal. So yes, I've got a plan for everything for this coming year for sure.
That is wonderful. And there's no point in marrying the hot husband if you don't have a date night, right?
Exactly. I know. We had the family Cancun vacation. We were like, so, but they had a little kids club. So we got to like go do the spa and stuff together. But yes, it's important.
That is so important.
Yes.
So I am totally curious. I know you have certifications and PhDs in health and nutrition. What is, and this will be our last question before the commercial break, what are some of your non-negotiables as far as supplements? Like, what are the supplements that you will always take no matter what?
Yes, those are great questions. So I actually recommend everybody takes a multivitamin. I was just talking about this earlier today. So because of the way our soil is depleted, we would have to eat almost 20,000 calories a day to get all the nutrients from food. So it's literally impossible. So supplementation, multivitamin, you know, a good one, obviously. I also really love probiotics. I think that's really helpful during cold and flu season. I've also been obsessed with fulvic acid. I don't know if you take that, but I've been taking it for years.
Acid. Yeah.
It's like from volcanoes or something. I don't know. It's like deep in the earth, but that's also depleted in our soil. So I put that in my water every day. You guys, I never get sick, knock on wood. Collagen, hello. Like, seriously, we all need our collagen. So it's pretty much it. And, you know, protein shakes and stuff like that keeps me going.
That is amazing. Well, I want to hear your morning routine. We are going to cut to a quick commercial break. This is Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show, taking you from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. We have world-class entrepreneur, best-selling author, podcaster, coach here, Kimberly Olson. After this commercial break, tune in because we are going to get to hear her amazing morning routine. We'll see you in a couple minutes.
How clean is the water you're drinking and bathing in? If you call Aquasana Water today, they'll provide you with a free assessment telling you the condition of your tap water. Aquasana sells whole house water filters starting at $1,000. Isn't that worth it to have a 10-year supply of filtered, cleaner water? Aquasana water filters tackle chlorine taste and odor and can reduce contaminants like viruses, lead, forever chemicals, and microplastics, depending on the system you purchased. So make the free call, find out the condition of your water, and make your water cleaner the Aquasana way. It's a smart decision for you and your family and a must for a healthy home. Get a whole house Aquasana water system starting at $1,000 for your entire home. Call and find out the condition of your water with a free water assessment. 800-925-6029. 800-925-6029. 800-925-6029. That's 800-925-6029.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-628-5675. 800-628-5675. 800-628-5675. That's 800-628-5675.
Hey there, gorgeous. Quick question. Do you want to look younger, feel stronger, and glow like the star that you are? Of course you do, honey. So here's the deal. Your body wants to age gracefully, but stress, sugar, and time are not on your side. Enter the game changer you didn't know you needed, liquid collagen. This isn't your average powdery chalky mess. Oh no, honey, this is next level science. Our liquid collagen has a 93% bioavailability rate. Powder collagen is 30% at best. This means your hair, skin, nails, joints get the VIP treatment. If you want to reduce wrinkles, feel amazing in your body, and turn heads, this is your glow up in a bottle. Don't wait. Your future self is literally begging for this. Click the link in the show notes to grab your bottle today. But hurry, supplies are limited and this kind of fabulous will not last forever. You deserve this. Now go shine like the balanced, beautiful, and abundant star that you are. Welcome back, everyone, to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman, taking you from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. We are wanting to know, Kimberly Olson, you are one of the most high-performance, high-functioning, ambitious, health-conscious women in the world. I've got to know, from the second your eyes open, what is your morning routine?
So what I actually like to do is I like to lay in bed for 10, 15 minutes. And it just depends on what I'm feeling. But sometimes I'll do a meditation. I like to use YouTube just to pull something up. Sometimes I'll do, there's this really great app, you guys, it's called Manifest Now. And it's awesome because she has all these categories, but she has a lot of subliminal. So you can choose like financial or stopping negative thinking. So the subliminal just sounds like nice, relaxing music. So sometimes I'll play that. And sometimes like this morning, I'll just have a conversation with God and just say, this is what's on my heart right now. This is what I would like to attract today. So I do that in the morning. And then I actually don't start my day until 11 or 12. And I remember when I heard somebody else say this years ago, and I was like, what? There's no way. And I just worked my way up to it. So I don't start until 11 or 12, and then I work for a few hours, and then the girls get off the bus. So that whole time is all unstructured. Like, I love it. I might make a reel. I might be a messenger talking to people. Today, I was creating some graphics in Canva. It is just, you know, coffee in the back porch, journaling. It's just unstructured. And that works so well for me because I do, you know, like you, it's like, okay, once we're on Zooms and appointments and all the things, it can be a little depleting. You know, when you do group coaching, you are giving everything that you have to the people in front of you or even one-on-one. So for me to have that time to just be and be creative, that really fills my cup up. And then obviously it gives me the fuel to be able to like really be present for the rest of the day.
So what exercises are you doing on what days? I know you said hot yoga and spinning. Like how many days a week do you work out?
I used to be in the gym all the time. I used to teach spin. I used to run marathons. That's all I did. And once I had the second baby, the first one, I was still like, you know, real into it. And by the second, I was just like, I don't even know. So that all just kind of came to a halt, really scaled back on that. So what I do now is I do hot yoga once or twice a week, for sure once a week. I do spin once a week. And then I actually walk my dog. She's almost 100 pounds. She's a Bernedoodle. Her name's Raya. She's so sweet. But she's, you know, it's a whole thing having her. And I like to do that because I know it's good for her, but also I feel like it helps me. And I'll do weights and kettlebells at home. And I do that pretty much every day. The weather's absolutely horrible, I won't. But it's most days of the week. So we live in a neighborhood where there's only like 40 houses, but everybody's older in this neighborhood. And they are so fit and they're older because they walk. That's all they do is walk. There's probably people walking right now. So I'm like, you know what? There's my blueprint. So I just walk and it's good.
And how many do you have like a daily goal for steps?
No. I think it's like, I probably walk a mile or two. It's not very long. You know, it's nothing crazy, but it's a little hilly out here where we're at. But yeah, I just kind of do what feels good. I don't have like my husband's very regimented, so I can see the opposite of that. That doesn't really fit for me anymore. So I think it's important, even with food, like I think it's important to just do what feels good to you and don't worry, you know, don't worry or stress about not working out or not eating perfect, because then that's kind of negating the whole point of it.
Yeah, that creates cortisol, which makes you hold on to belly fat. So yeah, just, I love that you're so regimented and you teach systems in your business, but you give yourself some grace in the morning to kind of have some spaciousness and just kind of, you know, go with the flow. It's such a beautiful balance of masculine and feminine energy. So that is wonderful. So let's talk about social media. You are a social media guru and things are always changing. So what was working in 23 and 24 that's no longer working in 25? And what should we be doing in 25 to be up to the minute with our social media?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we obviously know that we went through a whole transition where everybody was home, everybody's watching live video. We were crushing it, those that were on live video selling or doing conversion events, which is where you'll have people register for your free workshop or whatever. And man, the second half of 2023 took a nosedive. 2024 is just a train wreck as far as people registering for things and not showing up, right? So everyone's like, this isn't working anymore. It's panic. So what I would say is that we have to get back to the basics and remember that marketing is marketing, okay? And sales is sales. So what that means is you need to make sure that you have a good strategy to market yourself, but also invite people to maybe get on a call with you or your sales team. So having some of these fundamental pieces of your business where the ebb and flow isn't to your favor when it comes to conversion events and things that have been working. So I definitely noticed we started infusing one-to-one calls back into our business. And we also shifted when we're doing our launch cycles, that we were actually spending more time nurturing our audience instead of just inviting to a free thing. We were spending more time. So we actually have a new free resource every other week now.
Wow. Are you coming up with those on your own or it's your team?
Abby and I come up with all of them. She's my right hand. She's my creative director. Mm-hmm. So we either take stuff we've created for something else, we'll rebrand stuff. And we, at first it was, I thought this is crazy, you know, because you have to make a landing page and all the things, but we were like, you know what? This is what it's going to take. And that's always what I look at is, you know, you can't just do a reel and give three tips. Like that doesn't work. There's too many people doing reels, giving three tips. So for us, we're like, we'll do a reel, give three tips with a call to action to get our guide. That's brand new, or a story. And everybody and their brothers DMing us going, we want that. We want that. So every week we're getting new leads coming in. getting people really excited about what we have. So I would say for 23 to 24, you know, if things aren't working, don't panic. It just means that the market isn't responding to that anymore. So you need to do something different. So I noticed that. And then going into 2025, I just talked about this earlier today. I'm going to be just talking about this all the time.
Yeah.
We really want to focus on short form video and long form video. This is long form video. I know some of you are listening to this. So anything that you can do, short form video, reels, TikToks, YouTube shorts. Yes. That's going to get you in front of new people. Okay. Think of it that way. The reels, all of that's going to get you in front of new people. It's also going to be a great source of lead gen. Okay. So if you just say drop guide to get my cool guide, everyone says guide or they're DMing you, boom, lead gen. Okay. Epic. Getting you, I just had a TikTok, it's at 34,000 views, and TikTok is not a main platform for me. 34,000 views. Holy cow, I had all these new followers. I thought, wow, isn't that interesting? Because I didn't have a lot of engagement on it, but I got a bunch of new followers on TikTok. Okay. So think of it that way. It's new people or leads. And then the long form video is where you build up the know, like, and trust factor. This is how you showcase your expertise. This is how you really get people seeing you as the authority, because when they can see that you can help them and you're really clear on your messaging, when you're teaching, they will absolutely end up in your DMs, end up on a call, looking at your sales page, telling you, I'm going to be shouting this from the rooftops. It's not just short form video. It is absolutely not enough. In my opinion, you have to have both. So really leaning into video is going to be essential.
So funny, because I see all the Facebook ads that I'm sure you see and the people listening to this see, and it's like, oh, I did this much in sales with no one-on-one calls, no live event, no this, no that. And I just...
Lies. Lies. No, I'm just kidding.
I agree. Kind of. So, like, people are getting inundated with so many different offers. It's really the one-on-one connection and building that genuine rapport that gets people to want to enroll with you. What do you think when people say, oh, I've done all this money and didn't do any one-on-one calls?
Yeah, I just saw a girl yesterday who said, oh, you know, go ahead and go on Canva and make this Etsy thing. You're going to make $500 every night while you sleep. And I was like, you know what? I am absolutely not going to participate in that. So what I want to encourage all of us to, let's bring things back to a reality for people, because what happens is you are putting this false perception out there. You have some mom who's so excited to get into digital marketing, thinks that she gets a Canva template and she's going to be rich. Doesn't work that way. If you talk to anybody who's actually doing really well financially on Instagram or wherever, there's way more to the story. Okay. So either they're, and I've actually taken trainings from people like you were just talking about, Rebecca. Guess what they're teaching in the trainings? What I just said, where drop guide in the comments. You can use ManyChat, you can automate it. They're having full on back and forth conversations in Messenger. Do you know how much time that takes? And they're, oh, you know, I just do a reel a day and I'm on the beach all day. No, you're not. You're literally creating the content. You're recording the B-roll. You're figuring out what you're going to do for the post. You're promoting that. And the other piece that people don't talk about with that, you can build a 6 to 7 figure business this way without doing a lot by running ads, but you have to understand ads. You have to have somebody good doing the ads, and it is a huge investment to scale your business with ads. Completely possible, but that's another way that a lot of them are bringing in revenue. They're not talking about that. They're like, oh, my reel. Yeah, it's BS. Half of your revenue, probably 2/3 of it, is coming from ads. So I think that we all can just like clear the air on that and let everybody like regroup with their thoughts around it. It takes hard work to build a brand where you can put up a reel and get DMs. I have closed $65,000 in a DM. It can be done, but that took me time to get to that point where someone saw me and they said, I want that. Will you coach me? Let's have a conversation in Messenger. And the person's like, I'm in. Okay. Right. That takes time to get to that point. That doesn't happen overnight. You can tell you're a little wary about this topic. Don't even try it.
Yeah, well, I agree. And the person who did that big transaction in the DM, it was because they've already been following you. They know,
she had, she was a prior client from a couple years ago, and she didn't participate much. She said, I was just not in the right frame of mind. I didn't fully participate, but I can see what you do. do you think you could work one-on-one with me? So she already had, like you said, she had some prior knowledge. She could see, I knew what I was talking about.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, this is an amazing topic and it is your area of expertise. We're going to cut to a quick commercial break. And then when we come back, I am going to ask you the question that is on everybody's lips. What do we need to know to dial in our personal brand for 2025? So this is Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We're going from burned out, overwhelmed, and exhausted to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. We are going to have a really quick commercial break, but you're definitely going to want to come back in 2 minutes because you're going to get to hear from the branding expert. She just created a whole new branding school. How to dial in your personal brand for the new year, and we'll see you in a couple minutes.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-451-8603. 800-451-8603. 800-451-8603. That's 800-451-8603.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-590-1163, 800-590-1163, 800-590-1163. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish. 800-590-1163.
There are three types of people listening to this. The first type reached for their goals and failed. The second type achieved their goals and they were not fulfilled. They wanted more. And the third type achieved their goals at the expense of their health and happiness. Well, I have great news. I am inviting you to enjoy a mindset manifestation mastermind with me at the luxurious Palmaya at Aya Spa in Playa del Carmen, Mexico. Picture this, crystal clear waters, white sandy beaches, and you at one of the most luxurious resorts in Mexico, unlocking the life you've been dreaming of. From January 23rd to 26th at the breathtaking five-star Palmaya at Aya Resort and Spa in Playa del Carmen, Mexico, I am hosting my Manifestation Mindset Retreat. It will be your chance to reset, realign, and manifest your most balanced, beautiful, and abundant life. Imagine mornings filled with transformational workshops, afternoons indulging in spa treatments and lounging by the pool, and evenings connecting with like-minded women under the stars. This isn't just a retreat. It's a total mindset makeover in paradise. You'll leave with the tools to manifest more love, success, and abundance than you ever thought possible. Spots are limited. This life-changing experience will sell out. Go to the link in show notes to reserve your spot today. Welcome back, everyone, to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman. I'm here with expert Kimberly Olson. She is a coach, a podcaster, an author, and she is all about dialing in your personal brand so that you can make money and scale your business online. So, Kimberly, what are some tips and tools that you can give our listeners on how to create a compelling personal brand online?
Yeah, I love this topic. Obviously, it's my jam. I personally love personal branding because what's so cool about it is if you're in network marketing, direct sales, even coaching, with a personal brand, you can do whatever you want. You know, I could launch deodorant tomorrow that's, you know, dirt you rub in your armpit and people would buy it because I built the brand. I'm not going to do that, but I could. So it's so cool to really learn this. And also too, I want to give you guys encouragement. If you have been posting on social media and it's falling flat, or you're just not making the money that you thought you would make, what I'm about to share with you is what's missing. And I actually am trademarking this right now. It's called the Brand Connect Method. And there's three parts to it. Super simple. I'll break it down. So the first part's your brand. And with your brand, you need brand clarity. What this is who you are, who you serve, and how you help those people. When you have your brand clarity dialed in, you're going to be able to create your Facebook cover, your YouTube banner, your bio on Instagram. It's going to be how you introduce yourself, right, on a podcast interview. So that brand clarity, starting with the brand clarity, is so important because it's a waterfall. Like everything falls from that brand clarity. Think about it. If you don't know who you are, who you serve, and how you help those people, how are you going to create your content? So the second part is targeted messaging. And with the targeted messaging, what we're doing is we are thinking about the way we're writing our content. Are we writing our content to our ideal avatar? And are we using language that is going to get them to take action where they're just like, oh my gosh, it's like Kimberly knows me, right? So I do know my people. And when I write my content, this is why you don't want to use ChatGPT. You could eventually get to that point, but don't start with that. It needs to be your voice where you're writing it. Even if you're using a VA, start where you write it, okay? It's going to come from the heart and you're going to share your own struggles. You're going to share your client struggles. You're going to talk about the success once they started working with you. I love to open with, if this is you, does this land with you? Does this sound familiar? So they're like, yeah, that's me. That sounds familiar. So the targeted messaging, you're going to know if it's working, if you're getting comments, if you're getting engagement, if you're getting leads from your content, you know you've mastered the art of targeted messaging. And then the final piece of the Brand Connect Method is the DM and selling in the DM. So we talked a little bit about this. This isn't where you tell someone to comment guide to get your free guide, right? Or maybe course to buy your course. You don't go into Messenger and send them the link to the guide or the course. You're not doing that. Don't tell people to click the link in your bio. Don't include the link in your stories because you've lost that lead. You can't even capture it. You have no idea. What you want to do instead is always prompt them to drop a keyword or DM you. When they DM you, you're going to capture them on your leads tracker. And then when you DM them, you're going to qualify them. Ask a couple of questions. Hey, I saw that you wanted to get my blank. Where are you at right now when it comes to your weight loss journey? Where are you at right now when it comes to getting out of debt? Whatever the thing is, right? Are you new to this? Are you looking for new strategies? What can you share with me? This is just so many things. Like, we could do a whole episode on this, but what we're doing is we're qualifying the lead to make sure that they indeed need what you have, but also now you can guide them with an educated recommendation. Okay, if you're someone who you've struggled with losing weight, you've tried everything, you suspect it's something to do with menopause, well, I've got this menopause reboot reset program, right? It's perfect for you. Can I send that over to you? So learning how to sell in the DMs, yeah, one-on-one calls are great. If you need to get on a one-on-one call, do it. It's not essential. You can do a ton of selling in the DMs. But think about it. If you have your brand clarity, your targeted messaging, and you can close sales in the DMs, you have a solid business on social media, solid brand that is generating sales every single day.
That is so great. Can you tell us a story of somebody who had no idea of what they were doing online and you helped them dial in their brand and what happened to them?
I mean, where do I start? But I'll think of somebody recent. Her name is Sherry, and she's actually someone who didn't have a brand, didn't have any direction. A current coaching client, we were on a call and Sherry was in the car with this girl. So she was hearing the whole coaching call. And after they got off the phone, Sherry goes, I want that. How do I get that? So she connected us and Sherry came into our group coaching programs. And so with Sherry, what we figured out is that she was really passionate about helping those endurance runners that were in the back of the pack. So not the ones I was just like, yes, there, all this stuff was about winning races and all this stuff. She's like, what about the person in the back of the pack? Maybe they're not as confident anymore. Maybe they've hit 50 and they're wondering, can I even do this? So that's what her avatar and her niche was. So we started with that. And then I taught her about, content strategy. So she started going live every week. Like we're talking about, taking action, going live, giving tips on prepping for race season, gear, things to think about, nutrition, all of it. Started interviewing some people. And not only did she get her first client, she also has been asked by a local magazine to be like an contributing expert. All of this stuff's unfolding for her because of exactly what we just talked about. She got the brand clarity. She's very clear out on social, starting her YouTube channel, just all these different things are happening for her. So it really is just so accessible to anybody who has a dream and wants to figure out what something that they're passionate about and how they could really help somebody. And then obviously, dialing that in with their personal brand.
How would you tell someone to embrace the beginning stages? Like their videos are not going to be perfect. They're not going to have the perfect font and branding color. Is all that stuff like really necessary to make money online, or can people still do great doing things messy? What is your opinion about that?
Yeah, that's a great question, Rebecca. So I was in my car, wake up with lemon water, about to roll into work, hot mess. And I just was, genuine. I was authentic. I was myself, and people really related to that. So this is what's really cool. All you have to do is be one step ahead of the person you want to help. That's it. What's more appealing? If you're somebody, say you're a mom and you're, 40 pounds overweight and, or just, a woman, a man, whatever, but you're 40 pounds overweight. What's more relatable? Somebody who's lost 20 pounds recently by starting meal prepping and they can show you how to do that, or a fitness competitor on Instagram with a six pack abs. Like that's awesome that you're on Instagram and doing that. That's great. What's more accessible and relatable? The person who just lost 20 pounds, who says, hey, I just started meal prepping. You want me to show you what I did? So it's actually, as I've grown, I have had people say, gosh, I feel like you're too far ahead of me now. I can't relate to you as much. And overwhelmingly, I get the majority of people say, wow, like, I can't believe you messaged me back. Kimberly, you're so real. I can sense it in your lives. So yeah, I've had some people say, you're so much further ahead of me. I can't relate anymore. And that's okay. That's part of the process of me growing and evolving. I'm not for everyone and I'm not supposed to be for everyone, but know, in order to get your brand to be visible and to establish the authority and all of that, you just need to be a step ahead than who you want to help. And that's also easier for you because you're just a step ahead. You can understand exactly where they're at and then you're going to grow from there.
And what can you say about authenticity and showing up real and filters? And I know it used to be that you had to show up and everything, hair and makeup, everything has to be like perfect. Your house has to look perfect in the background. Like, what would you tell someone about authenticity and showing up for their brand?
I think it can be in different ways. So people actually like it when you might be in your stories and you flip to video and you're walking around your house, right? There's places for that. If you are interviewing someone like this, if you are making an offer for someone to spend $5, $10, $15, $20,000 with you, or even to join your network marketing team and they're a leader and you want this leader to come over and join your team, I do think that you have to take this serious and have an element of professionalism. For example, you have popped on a background behind you. We don't know what's behind that. All of you can do that, right? Mm-hmm. So I want you to think about it this way. If you're selling something, that person needs to have confidence in you that you're serious, you're a professional, because there's way too many people who've come onto the scene and they've disappeared. And people, the market research says that over 70% of consumers are saying that they're going to do business with brands that they know and trust and that have been around. So you really want to come across as, you know, you're in it for the long haul. I do think that there's an air of professionalism that has to come into play. And I also think you can have that context where, you know, I was on the beach with my kids and I'm like, look at us. You know, you want to be relatable and accessible, but you also want to balance that with professionalism. So just like your show, I think it's having that balance. I think the balance is important.
Awesome. And last question, how do you stay positive, even though you've made multiple seven figures and you're successful as a coach and a podcaster and all this stuff? It's only human, and part of the entrepreneurial journey is ups and downs, ebbs and flows, failures and, you know, successes. What are some of your tips to stay positive when things don't go your way or don't go as planned?
There is a universal law called the law of rhythm, and what, you know, there are ups and downs. It will, if you are in a upward trajectory, just know it's not always going to be that way. And it's not me being Debbie Downer. I'm actually very Pollyanna. It is knowing that there are ups and downs to business. Okay. So when you can see that and say, okay, this is normal, there are ups and downs, you're able to emotionally respond a little bit better. As time goes on, you start to have that maturity that there are seasons to business. Okay. There's summer, winter, spring, fall, like there are ups and downs. However, when I do get into that moment of like, oh, if something happens, or for me, just like old wounds of like feeling alone, right? From like growing up, I feel alone. No one's here to help me. I recognize it and go, okay, what are you doing here? I actually reach out. So I've got a couple of people I work with professionally to do reprogramming, releasing stored emotions, things like that. And I'll just reach out. I also, we have an amazing open door policy in my company where we're all very honest. It's all moms that work with me full time. And I'll, you know, go to my right hand and or a couple of our leaders and I'll just say, hey, this is where I'm at right now. They don't see that as a sign of weakness. They see that as like, Kimberly's human. And we get to be here for her and lift her up. And then that gives them permission if they're having a hard time to say, you know what, I'm having a hard time right now. I need a little time out. And I think that really helps us. We do recharge days once a month where we don't work as a company. So there's just different things that we've implemented that are really helpful. So yeah, I've got a couple people on speed dial, you know, or I'll go to my husband, but I just don't let it sit there. That's the key. I get it out, process it, and then I move on.
So you have your company, which is all moms, you can basically at any time say to anyone in the company, or they can say to you, hey, I'm experiencing an emotion that's negative. Can we just process this for a minute? And they'll be like, okay.
Oh, absolutely. I'm talking tears. Yeah. We have been through it all.
And you have so much to do in a day. Do you have like a time limit for these like emotionally processing sessions, or it's just like as much time as it takes? Like you'll just stop.
We do most of it in Slack. We use Slack for communication. Okay. Yeah. And everyone knows me, you know this, cause we text each other. I'm not a get on the phone kind of gal. So if we need to get on the phone, we can, but no, it's mostly, we're mostly Voxering or Slacking depending on who I'm talking to.
Awesome. So if you had a billboard on the side of the road and it could say any sentence to share with the world your philosophy, what would that one sentence be?
It would be hashtag get lit. Learn, implement, take action.
I love it. Well, thank you everyone for listening to an amazing episode. How can people stay in touch with you, Kimberly?
You can find me anywhere on social media. The Gold Digger Girl, it's G-O-A-L, and say hello in the DMs.
All right. Well, you heard it here. Superstar Dr. Kimberly Olson is helping you start your year outright with goals, branding, and all things social media. This has been another amazing show. My name is Rebecca Whitman, your host, helping you go from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Whether you're listening on 1010 AM The King or podcast platforms or the Everyday Woman's TV Network or YouTube, we really appreciate your support. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend. This is an organic growing show and it's a movement, and we're growing because you guys are sharing it. So share this episode out. Don't forget to subscribe and get that little notification on YouTube so you don't miss another amazing episode and you can stay high vibe. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
I've been grinding, yeah, I'm on my way. No time to stop, got moves to play. Goals in sight, I'm taking aim. Every step, I'm changing the game. Feel the fire, yeah, it's burning bright. Pushing limits, reaching new heights. No excuses, I'm all in. Turn it up, let the race begin. Level up, don't look back, let's go. Set the pace, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive. No slow motion, I'm alive. Power surging, can't deny. I'm unstoppable, touch the sky. Level up, yeah, this is the fight. Feel the rush, can't kill the stride. Eyes ahead, I'm moving strong. This is the anthem, let's sing along. Feel the fire, yeah, it's burning bright. Pushing limits, reaching new heights. No excuses, I'm all in. Turn it up, let the race begin. Level up, don't look back, let's go. Set the pace, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive. No slow motion, I'm alive. Power surging, can't deny. I'm unstoppable, touch the sky. Level up, yeah, this is the fight. Feel the rush, can't kill the stride. Eyes ahead, I'm moving strong. This is the anthem, let's sing along.